Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Alexis Ohanian is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, but you probably know who he is. He's the co-founder of Reddit, Reddit.com, among other entrepreneurial enterprises that he's performed. And if you don't know about Reddit, it's a social media site where the inmates have the asylum. Alexis, is that a fair assessment of Reddit.com?
The inmates control the asylum. It is 81 million strong for online communities to share links and have discussions about what they love.
There you go.
Totally democratic front page. So people just vote and submit links and all the content.
Well, you're not like welcome to the show, by the way, Alexis. And you're not like everybody else. I mean, you have a kind of a weird kind of mind, and I like that about you. It reminds me of me.
Oh,
your new book. Is allegedly titled without their permission, right? And folks, I've never, in all the hundreds of books that I've introduced on the show, I've never said the title of your book is allegedly without their permission, because the book doesn't have a title on it. Alexis, what's up with that?
It does not. You know, my publisher realized I was a sort of unconventional dude, and he went to the drawing board, and his designer came up with this amazing, I do all the branding for my own companies, but this was one I can't take any credit for. And those three symbols, when they showed it to me, were just so impactful that I thought, you know what, we got to do this. And yeah, it's unconventional, but so am I. And
so you really were dropped on your head as a child. Is that a couple times? Is that what you're saying?
A couple times.
folks, the book is all about opportunity. That's the way I think about it. And Alexis, let's talk about that a little bit. And sure. One of the things I want you to tell us about is you're a young guy, you're a young dude, so you know all about the millennials. We got millions, tens of millions of young people who are emerging into the marketplace right now, and it's a little bit of a scary place. What's your advice for them?
Well, the reason, a big part of why I wrote this book was because, you know, this is an amazing opportunity that we have, because for so many of us, you know, the digital natives, we understand this technology in a sort of fundamental way because we grew up with it. We have a kind of fluency with it.
You were born with a USB plug in your head, plug coming out.
I know,
your head,
right? for better or for worse.
Or Bluetooth, maybe, one or the other.
One or the other. Definitely connected to Wi-Fi at all times, yeah. Though. And that is... Actually a tremendous gift, because it gives us a kind of adaptability and perspective on this new technology that we all know is changing the world, but we understand it with a different kind of fluency. And you know, at a time when so many of the conventional things have proven to not be, you know, sort of sound, and so many millennials are coming out of college with a lot of student loan debt, really looking out, trying to figure out what they're going to do. It's not going to be a generation that necessarily takes a traditional career path. It's going to be a generation that invents a new one. And I want to encourage, and that's why I'm going to 75 universities on this tour. I want to spread this message as far and wide as I can. The internet is a resource for all of us.
What do you think they're going to do? I spent a lot of time on the show talking about millennials, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I you can appreciate that. I do think that they're worthy of our time. They're worthy of our energy and worthy of helping them. But I do think that not only are they going to want and are they going to create a new work marketplace, but I think that they don't have a choice, because the rest of us are seeing this. I mean the jobs are changing. We got people. Yeah. We got companies who have openings, but nobody's qualified to take the openings. I think that if they have that desire, and if that's their nature to do that, they're going to find fertile soil.
I totally agree, and I, you know, it's it's amazing to me. I've been blessed because I spent the last 9 years since I graduated college in an industry that continues to grow, continues to innovate, continues to hire. I've invested in and advised about 80 startups now, just like me and Steve when we started Reddit, early stage tech companies. Every single one of them is hiring right now. It's amazing. This tech sector, and I can't, like you said, you know, we can't get enough people with the skills.
But you can't graduate from college with a degree in French, in 18th century French literature. Right?
It is harder, but look, you're talking to a history major.
I was too, but we didn't dwell on that. We didn't come out hoping somebody would hire us to be historians.
Correct.
You have to realize that I think one of the things that the younger generation's got to do is they can't come out and say, okay, who's going to give me a trophy today?
A trophy, exactly.
Right? They're going to come out and say, I've got to go make my own trophy.
Yep, and that's the message I'm spreading. And what is empowering is so many of the skills that you need to succeed right now in this industry and tech and in this world, whether it's learning code or building things with technology, are all freely available online. Like whether it's Mark Zuckerberg or my co-founder Steve, they're all largely self-taught and the resources freely available right now. You can go on Code Academy right now and start learning how to code. All the stuff's there. It's a Google search away. And that's why I feel this almost imperative to get the word out because, it's not going to be handed to us. But look, if you got the skills, you can study history, you know what? But develop your talents in these hireable skills.
Can I encourage you to add one thing to your vision for the future for these people? And I think it's really important, Alexis. And that is there are certain fundamentals that are timeless. And that have to be applied. Number one, the dogs have to eat the dog food.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you can't be a dreamer about what people want. You gotta find something. You gotta find a product people want. Number one, that's number one. Number two is what I call Blasting Games Razor. You gotta buy low, you gotta sell high, and you gotta keep good records. Those are just some of the fundamentals. My point is you can't be cavalier about those things. While you're being an entrepreneurial dreamer, you got to be able to manage the home front. What do you think?
That's very true. And, you know, one of the things, you know, the reason I target universities is because I feel like this, you know, no matter where you go, these kinds of lessons, these kinds of things are not really part of any curriculum.
Right. And more's the PD, Alexis. Alexis, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks.
Sure.
Alexis Ohanian. The book is allegedly called, without their permission, 20 After. I'm Jim Blessingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.